This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
On the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
America! Hello, world, and welcome to the Wednesday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group Tampa, Florida flagship station to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the Internet and the satellite. And a special shout-out goes out to our active-duty military, our veterans, our EMS, our firefighters, our police, hospital and air room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, keeping us free and safe. And, of course, to everybody that's working on the Third Watch, especially the over-the-road truck drivers. Pardon me. Thanks for keeping America rolling along. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe, Gab, Parler, and Getter the same way. And we also are on Twitter at Captain's America. And don't forget, you can check out our website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. That's thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. And joining us right now, as he does every Wednesday, retired United States Army Lieutenant Colonel and our friend Kevin Wright. Good morning, Colonel.
Good morning, Captain. Good to be with you, as always.
Yes, sir. And it's time to say the pledge. Are you ready, sir?
I'm ready, Captain.
I pledge allegiance, to the flag, of the United States of America. And to the Republic, for which it stands, one nation,
under God,
indivisible, with liberty and justice
for all.
And we emphasize, ladies and gentlemen, the two words under God, our great country, was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Now, a lot of things have transpired in the last week, but we lost one of our traditional, in every sense of the word, military leaders, namely General Colin Powell. Didn't matter about the politics. I'm not even going to go there. Don't care about that. But he was a man's man in every respect of the word. He served, of course, two tours in Vietnam. He was a very influential and charismatic person to the military troops around him. I think you have a story of your own about him, but what would you like to add to that?
Yeah, Captain, it's not a personal story, but because my time of duty, my commissioning services ran from 1983 to 2007, which just so happens to be the time period which overlaps with his great influence over national security as well as the military. And so my career time, as modest as it was very much marked by the influence of General Colin Powell. And I probably will touch just a little bit on the politics, and we could spend probably the whole time talking about it, but I want to start by talking about how I learned of his death yesterday morning. I was online at the time, and so I started catching some of the news breaks. And, of course, the news was broken by his family on a Facebook post. And so I looked at a couple mainstream media posts on that as well. And I think that the way that it was broken, both by the family and the mainstream media, when they first learned about it, and they learned about it like I did from the Facebook posting from the family, I think says as much about where the country has come from and where we're at today perhaps even more so than the much more significant life and contribution in an American story of General Colin Powell. And in a way, that's, for me, that was kind of sad. It was a little disheartening for me, too. But the family, of course, on Facebook, they said that up front said that he had died of COVID complications, which is notable in itself because, you know, General Colin Powell, in addition to being wounded twice in his two tours in Vietnam, once in 1962 and later his return in 1968, in fact, his tours ended because of injury right there. In 2003, he was diagnosed with cancer. And, of course, you noted earlier about he was diagnosed with, we think, with Parkinson's disease in his last year or so, where it became known. So he had a lot of other things going on. And typically, I mean, you look at he died at the age of 84. So he was born in the same year as my late mother, 1937. But he outlived my mother by nearly a decade. So he had a very full life. And to me, it's unfortunate that, you know, it's tied to COVID. But such as it is, that's the way things are right now. And I'm sure that that might have hastened his death. But I think that everything else he had going on was added to that. But he was pretty alive and vocal, even here in the last year of his life. And whether it was colored by, you know, his suffering from Parkinson's, I don't know. Mm-hmm. Talk a little bit about that. But the news break also talked about the fact that it noted that he was fully vaccinated. His family said he was fully vaccinated. And I thought, well, that's interesting because that will give ammunition for both the right and the left to make comment about it.
Right.
On the one hand, you know, folks will say, well, even the fully vaccinated can die of COVID, which is not fair. But then the others will say, and I think the family put it out there for the purpose of saying, hey, he wasn't one of these anti-vaxxers or anything like that. He got vaccinated. He did the right thing as an American. He got vaccinated. And neither one of them really tell the story they ought to. And it kind of detracts, in my mind, from his contribution over his life.
Yeah.
And we may have to actually come back from the break. I'd like to very quickly give some of the highlights of Lindsey Colin Powell.
Okay.
And then talk a little bit about in the last year.
All right, hold on, because the story about Colin Powell can't be addressed without saying that because of what he was having, what he had, this cancer of the blood, his immunity was way down. So that didn't help at all. Way down. All right, I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere. Got lots more coming your way.
This is the Captain's America, Third Watch.
Folks, looks like food shortages are here and gonna stick around. Supply chains are breaking down, and inflation is back with a vengeance. It's all part of the shortage economy. What used to be unthinkable is now in the headlines. Are you ready? Do you currently have a stockpile of emergency food at home? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com today, and you'll find an emergency food kit that's right for you and your family. My Patriot Supply is the largest preparedness company in America, serving millions of families like yours. Pick up a 3-month food kit that stays fresh for up to 25 years in proper storage. The meals in the kit provide over 2,000 delicious calories a day. That's important when you need to survive. Order from MyPatriotSupply.com and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait for permission or more empty store shelves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around a dollar a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
This is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and you're tuned in to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America. Third Watch with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us at 1-877-969-8600 or send us a direct message. Go to thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. That's thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Take it away, Captain.
All right, and thank you very much. And I'd like to give a special shout out to the folks that contacted me yesterday, either through Facebook or through one of the other pages that were on MeWe, Getter, Gab, and wished me a happy birthday, because we had several hundred of you that did it from Denver, and another several hundred of you that did it from Atlanta, our affiliates there. And we love you guys all around the country, but I wanted to single you two cities out, because you were number one and number two, both of you way up into the high 200s. So thank you very much, and it was quite an honor to be able to receive the accolades from you guys. But I want to tell you about Moss Nissan, because Moss Nissan is what makes the engine go here. I am sitting in the Moss Family Automotive Studios. They have the naming rights here in the studio, and they are my core sponsor here with the program. Now, it's amazing to me how they get customers from the Panhandle, South Georgia, all over Florida, Tampa Bay, up and down the East Coast, up and down the Upper Midwest, and all the way out west as far as Phoenix, Arizona. Now, Moss Nissan can't be beat when it comes to price and customer service. Their goal is simple: whatever it takes to be the best in the nation. Now, it all starts with Moss Care. That's where you get free oil changes and tire rotations for the life of your vehicle. Now, you can't beat the selection at Moss Nissan, because they've been keeping as many new cars as they can around, as well as a great selection of pre-owned certified vehicles and a number of vehicles that came off lease that are clean. You get a full warranty on them, and away you go. Now, clean trade-ins, of course, are commanding a great resale price, so you can take advantage and upgrade your ride right now. Your ride is worth about 25% more today than what it was 6 months ago because of inflation. Just that simple. Now, don't forget, Moss Nissan's the exclusive home of the You Serve, You Save program, where active duty military veterans, first responders, and or church pastors get great care taken care of them. Now, Moss has Nissan locations in Crystal River, Newport Richey, plus Nissan and Acura side-by-side on Florida Avenue in Tampa, and coming soon to Brooksville, Florida. You can find them online at Moss, M-A-U-S, Nissan.com, Moss, M-A-U-S, Nissan.com. And don't forget to tell them the captain sent you, because when you do that, you're going to get an extra $500 off the vehicle you're looking at. But you got to do it when you walk inside. You can't wait. You got to do it when you walk inside right away and let them know that the captain sent you. You do that, and that'll be how you get your $500. Okay. Back to the Colonel, Lieutenant Colonel Kevin Wright. Thank you very much for hanging in there, Colonel. Appreciate you very much. And you were talking, we were talking about General Colin Powell.
Yeah, Captain, I'm going to dare go where no man heretofore has gone. And I'm going to talk a little bit about the politics in light of his career. But I think one of the things is note, and myself being a West Point graduate, I think it's extraordinarily notable that the note, here's a guy that graduated and was commissioned out of the City College of New York, came from extraordinarily humble beginnings. But yet, I think even before his death yesterday, and certainly in retrospect, we have a somebody that served, and he is up there with all the folks that in my lifetime, in American history's lifetime, we're up there with, you had to be commissioned out of the military academy, my alma mater, in order to be elevated to that. And not just simply because you graduated from West Point, but just because everything that you contributed to the military and to the life and later to be a president of the United States, which is something that people seriously thought Colin Powell might be. They thought he might be the first black president, not Barack Obama,
right,
who he endorsed in 2008. But that's notable. That is something. But I think that General Colin Powell, one of the things I reflected back, you know, he gave the keynote speech at the Republican National Convention in 2000 for George W. Bush. And I listened to that and reflected that because later, when he endorsed Barack Obama to be president in 2008, a lot of people were extraordinarily taken back by that, to include myself. So I reflected on that. And one thing that occurred to me, even though he was pretty circumspect about talking about, I feel that he felt very much burned as Secretary of State by Vice President Dick Cheney and by the Secretary of Defense Donald Rumsfeld. And, of course, he came before the United Nations and he noted later that he thought the one blot on his entire career of spending four decades was where he gave testimony based upon what he came to believe was false intelligence based upon the nuclear capability of Saddam Hussein. And I think that haunted him. But I don't think it was sour grapes or that it was out of spite that he later started talking bad about the Bush administration. And I don't think it was so much against President Bush, although President Bush was the boss, and so he was accountable for those things. But I think he felt burned about that. My first thought when he endorsed Barack Obama, I looked at that and I said, reflect on it, I said, wait a minute, Barack Obama is a progressive Democrat. How do you reconcile that with what you said in 2000 at the Republican National Convention? And my first thought, my conclusion, I still believe this, is that there was a racist tint to that because he was endorsing him because he was a black man.
Mm-hmm.
And I believe that. But there's more to that story. I really do believe there's more to that story. I sincerely believe, and I think history and reflection will show this, the question is, was there more to that? I believe that Colin Powell, like so many other Americans that voted for Barack Obama, not once but twice, many voted for him, and he was quiet when it came to re-election 4 years later. But I believe that he believed that Martin Luther King Jr., that I think he thought that the election of Barack Obama would be a means towards the promise of judging people by the content of their character and not the color of their skin. I really do believe that. That's what they're thinking of Colin Powell. I don't know what his thoughts were in the last couple of years about that. I can't help but think that he was severely disappointed after 8 years of Barack Obama because we didn't do that. In fact, the reverse was that. And you see it in the current events right now, and you see it under the Biden administration, to where we didn't play out that. We didn't play that. In fact, we got more involved in not looking at the content of somebody's character, but looking at the color of their skin. So I think that even though we didn't say it, in addition to feeling burned by the false intelligence that led to him giving his speech in front of the United Nations, I think probably the second greatest disappointment that he may have was having the false promise or the disappointment that we didn't get to wear what he and many Americans felt that Barack Obama's presidency would bring. Who knows? Maybe a presidency of Colin Powell as the first black president might have had a different reflection on that. But that's my thoughts on that.
Okay.
And it's a little bit contrary to some of the politics, but I think that's important, and some of the history and reflection will show that.
All right. Now, can you stick around for another segment?
I'd be happy to, Captain.
All right, because we got other stuff to talk about, and I'm just going to tease this. I'm going to talk about the fact that the acting inspector general at the State Department is launching an investigation of what went wrong in Afghanistan from start to finish. And I got a feeling that this woman, because this is an independent, she's not affiliated with any party, I got a feeling this woman is going to really rake some people over the coals, because that was a debacle of immense proportion.
Well, hope springs eternal. And she is an IG. She is within the State Department, and we've seen this, heard this before. But yeah, I think over time truth will be revealed, and I think you're right, and I'm hopeful, because I think that's important just as a nation to get at the bottom of this debacle.
Yeah. Oh, debacle. There you go. That's a new word, debacle. Yeah, we'll go with that. Why not?
Yeah.
You say it how you seize it. Okay, well, of course, we're going to have quite a volley of things to talk about when we come back from the break, which we're getting ready to go on here right about, where's my clock here? Right about now.
All right, Captain.
Here comes the music, so you hang on. All right, folks, this is the Captain's America Third Watch, and it is a Wednesday morning. That means we have Lieutenant Colonel, retired U.S. Army, Kevin Wright with us. We'll be back with one more segment. Don't go anywhere. And it's a great day in the neighborhood. Great day in the neighborhood. It's a little cool out there. 66 degrees. Fair skies right now. I'll be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Facebook has agreed to pay up to $14.25 million to settle allegations it discriminated against U.S. workers by reserving positions for temporary visa holders, the Justice Department announced on Tuesday. A congressional committee probing January 6 voted unanimously on Tuesday in favor of contempt of Congress charges against Steve Bannon, a longtime aide to former President Trump. Approval of the report paved the way for the entire House, run by Democrats, to vote on whether to recommend contempt charges. That vote is set for Thursday and is expected to pass. The U.S. Census Bureau is reporting the number of students enrolled in education systems dropped nearly 3 million between 2019 and 2020. This marks the lowest level of school enrollment for those under 35 years of age in the past 20 years. USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
This is Mark Walters from Armed American Radio, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Thank you very much, Mark. And, of course, Mark Walters, Armed America Radio, the monster cast that you hear on Sunday nights at 8 p.m. on many of these same stations, and also his daily defense that's heard on a lot of these stations, too. All right, well, let me look over here because this portion of the program is brought to you by our friends at Relief Factor. Now, Relief Factor is part of my daily routine. I've been taking it now for well over 6 years. I got rid of Mobic and Flexerol to take this all-natural remedy, which does the same thing and more than my other stuff did. Because the combination of the ingredients, turmeric, resveratrol, icarin, and omega-3, helps to support the body's natural response to inflammation, which is part of the problem that I had. Now, also, it lowers or eliminates pain by going right straight to the source. It is 100% drug-free, 100% botanical and fish oil product made from a clinically developed formula that supports the regularization of the key enzymes and proteins that you have that your body needs to have anyway. By the way, it supports healthy joints and muscles. It also helps you to get out of the situation you're in quicker and relieves all the discomfort you've had. I know it works for me. Now, $19.95 is what it costs to start. You get the 3-week quick start. You go to the website, relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain. One more time, relieffactor.com/captain gets you into the Relief Factor family. Alrighty, Lieutenant Colonel, retired U.S. Army, Kevin Wright is with us, and good morning again, Colonel.
Hey, good morning, Captain. Glad to stay with you, as always.
Thank you. Now, Vice President Harris took a little plane ride, a private jet, I might add, across the country
to talk about climate change. And the thing of it is with her, she then started to brag about the private plane she flew on.
Yeah, astounding. And, of course, this isn't the first time that we've seen somebody from the left espousing climate change and all that, to include John Kerry, who's most notably been one of those. But, yeah, it's hard. You can't make stuff up about Vice President Kamala Harris. It's astounding. And she seems to be totally unself-aware and obtuse about how she's coming across to any thinking American. But, yeah, nevertheless, I'm not surprised by that, but Americans and myself continue to be disappointed.
Yep, 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 yep. You're right. Now, Southwest Airlines backed off their plan to put the unvaccinated employees that they had on unpaid leave, and it looks like as if they may actually back off the vaccine mandate altogether, even though they told Joe Biden they were going to stick with the program here. But they were under such intense pressure, plus their employees are suing them. Which that case has been fast-tracked up the line. I believe it's going to be heard sometime in the next week or so. I think they're trying to take the fire out of the kitchen.
Yeah, you know, notwithstanding the coverage that's occurred up to here and the mainstream media kowtowing to Fauci and the crew, they haven't been able to escape some very notable things that cannot not be covered. Even by mainstream media, because they'll be embarrassed to do that, because they'll be asked about it. And, of course, at the news conferences, they'll be asked about it, and they have to own up to it. But, you know, that was notable, the Southwest. But in light of, I found it astounding, you know, here a couple of days ago, up in Washington State, when that state trooper did his sign-off.
Oh, yeah.
As state troopers do when they do that. And this was unexpected, because he wasn't due to do that. But it was because of the vaccine mandate. And he came up there and he said some very colorful words about the Washington State governor and his sign-off right there. And, of course, that got a lot of attention. And this isn't a syncopant or somebody like that. This is a guy that served honorably and all that. And so when you have that and you have employees and you have the public coming out there, yeah, you can't escape the truth in the end. And there's always more to the story than what gets revealed by what folks want us to know. And, yeah, the case and point that you talked about with Southwest Airlines, and then in light of a Washington State trooper, very interesting and inescapable.
Did you?
They're not anti-vaxxers. They're just they want to be able to have a choice.
Did you hear?
To make informed choices.
Did you hear what the Seattle mayor had to say about the police officers that were going to lose their jobs? She said, well, I'm sure when someone calls 911, they want to have a vaccinated officer respond to their call. That's the last thing they're thinking about, believe me.
Yeah, she wants to compete to outdo Vice President Kamala Harris for saying incredibly stupid things, and that certainly takes the cake.
Mm-hmm. Now, let's talk about Janet Yellen. Who, of course, is the Secretary of the Treasury. She backed down in her IRS snooping of the $600 moving back and forth in and out of the accounts and wants to take that to $10,000, which I think is where it was to begin with.
Hey, you know, you think, well, this is good. But my thoughts yesterday when I heard about this, I thought, what? Why on earth was there ever a proposal pushed down by an administration, a president and his administration, to want to do that with $600 anyway? Were the average American? It's astounding to me. And if because, people hadn't raised a fuss about that, that would have become law.
According to Bernie Sanders, the average American, whatever that $600 amount was, those were people that were cheating on their taxes.
From Bernie. And, of course, Bernie's having to escape, and he's trying to play nice in public, but we know I'd like to be a fly on the wall between him and Joe Manchin, all right?
Oh, yeah.
Because, you know, that's not going well.
No. Nope.
Because the Democrat, it's amazing to me. I'm waiting for the day when Manchin say, I've had it with the Democratic Party, either saying I'm done with politics like the two Democrats that have said they're not going to run, they're out, they can't raise money. Or for Joe Manchin to say, I've had it with my party, and just like others have had to say, hey, I'm going to be a Republican because I'm more Republican than I am Democrat.
Mm-hmm.
Quite honestly, when you look at the new Democratic Party, he is.
Now, the January 6th Commission has just recommended through a vote that Steve Bannon be charged with criminal contempt for defying the Senate's testimony.
Well, I don't think he's going to give on that. I don't think he's going to count down that bit just because of the nature of Steve Bannon. But it's amazing. And it brings to light the hypocrisy of the progressive left, as you know. Because in many investigations and investigations yet to come, or we'll take a look at that, you know dollars to donuts, that many of the Democrats that will be asked to testify on things will plead that, oh, wait a minute, I can't talk about that. I can't testify because it was confidential information I was sharing with the president, and just like Steve Bannon says. So it's amazing. You can't make this stuff up, and the hypocrisy of it comes to light more and more.
All right, before we leave, I want to give you a chance to tell us about your Republican Liberty Caucus.
I will, and we met this last Thursday. We meet every month on the second Thursday, but we're part of the state Republican Liberty Caucus, and, of course, we will be on the 18th and 19th of January. We'll be up in Tallahassee lobbying, but we're not going to wait till then. We are calling and emailing, advocating for things that have to do with what we stand for as the Republican Liberty Caucus, which is constitutional limited government, individual rights and responsibilities, and free enterprise. And what American couldn't agree with those three core principles? And one of the things we're advocating for right now is constitutional carry and legislation put forth by Representative Anthony Sabatini, who's running for Congress right now.
Mm-hmm.
And we want to get other people to sign on and co-sponsor that as well.
Isn't he running out of the Orlando area?
He's out of Lake Linden, up right there, just north of I-4, in that area right there, in the congressional district, number of counties right there, which includes, of course, where he's represented now, but a little expanded thing right there. So we haven't endorsed him. He hadn't asked for it yet, but we will.
All right. Well, of course, Greg Stubbe, we mentioned him briefly. I remember him when he first came to me. I brought him on my radio show. I was down there in Sarasota on WSRQ AM and FM, the flagship station in Sarasota. I was on there for a number of years. But anyway, I had him on the program. I was very impressed by what he said. I'm glad I helped him get elected, because we did. And he never forgot it, and I never forgot it. But Colonel,
yeah, Captain, we need to get, like, my Congressman Vern Buchanan and others to get on board with the Veterans Choice Act, which he is the author of.
All right.
We need to do that.
All right, we got to go. I will talk to you next Wednesday, my friend.
All right, Captain.
Thank you, sir.
Good rest of your day.
Thank you, sir. Okay, Lieutenant Colonel, retired U.S. Army, Kevin Wright. Be right back with Brandon Rimes.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
I know I need to pay attention to my health, but I just can't seem to find the time. Between rushing to work and taking care of the kids, there's not much time left over for me. So I decided to start small by eating more fruits and vegetables and being more active. And then I got the family to make some changes, too. We started by keeping a bowl of fresh fruit on the counter, and I limit the amount of sweet snacks I keep in the house. I've also found some creative ways to add more vegetables to our meals. We're taking more walks, and on the weekends, we head down to the pool at the rec center. It doesn't happen every day, but it does happen. You don't have to change your entire life to be healthier. Just make some simple changes and include your family. You'll see how easy and fun it can be.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard. And when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
ExtendoVite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking ExtendoVite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered ExtendoVite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
This is Mark Walters from Armed American Radio, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Brew.
You bet you are, and this is the final segment of the program for a Wednesday, and it is brought to you by Dominique's Blinds and Decor down there in Sarasota. Don't forget, they're located at 4540 Clark Road at McIntosh, just across the railroad tracks, the south side of Clark Road. Look for the big old 9-foot-tall Uncle Sam with red, white, and blue, and the American flag, too. Now, all their blinds, shades, and shutters are made in the USA. They happen to be a Hunter Douglas dealer as well. And Dominic's also offers installation, on-site cleaning, parts, and repairs, unlike the big box dealers that don't do that stuff. Now, you can stop by and see Jill and the gang in the store. And remember, you can always call her at 941-922-2345 to set up an appointment for service, or just stop by the store. Now, remember, all military and first responders get a discount on your purchase at Dominic's Blinds and Decor, 4540 Clark Road in Sarasota. Phone number again, 941-922-2345, 941-922-2345. And don't forget to tell them the captain sent you. All right, we got a little intro music for this guy. Here we go.
Hi, this is Mark Walt.
Well, not that one. It's this one. Here we go. Coming up. Alrighty. The one, the only, the real estate quarterback, consumer quarterback combined, my friend Brandon Rimes. Hey, guy.
Hey, good morning, Captain.
How'd you like that?
Thank you for the intro. That was awesome.
That'll be your intro when you come on. I'm gonna save that.
All right.
Eye of the Tiger.
I love it.
That's Survivor.
Yeah, it reminds me of the old Rocky IV movie with Sylvester Stallone.
Yeah. Now, you are going to have, along with some friends of yours, a group that you belong to, you're going to have the Tampa Bay's Best Career Fair tonight at the Largo Event Center, which is the old Minreg Hall at 6340 126th Avenue in Largo. Now, that's between Almerton and Roosevelt. And for those of you who don't know, on the west side of the street, it's just off the frontage road there. You'll see it, but it's the 126th exit off U.S. 19, and it is going to be from 6 to 8 p.m. tonight, Wednesday, at the Largo Event Center. Now, you're going to have 30 businesses there. Tell me about who some of these people are you're going to have.
Yeah, so it's going to be some of our show partners, radio show partners, expert contributors. So it's going to be people that you may hear on the air on our program, different companies ranging from the white collar businesses looking for hires to blue collar and what we call the muscular class, folks that are looking to grow their businesses and so it should be a pretty good turnout. We're excited about it. We're going to have a DJ there. There's food and drinks available with Guy from the Largo Event Center. They've been very gracious and awesome, helping us get this event put together. And, we're looking forward to a good turnout, and it's going to be a lot of fun. And it's going to be great networking also. So come on out and enjoy some time of, fellowship, some networking, and maybe find a new job, new career.
And let me tell you, the little restaurant they got there, the people that are running it are very good, too. The food is good, so you won't lose out on that deal either. But who exactly, what areas of employment are you looking at there, you're going to have there?
I think we're going to have our roofing company there. We're going to have potentially one of our solar companies. I don't have the list in front of me of who all exactly is going to be there, but it could be also some of the attorneys that we have on the expert contributor role for our show, the attorneys, CPAs. We're going to have, I believe, some of our other blue-collar companies there. But we're hoping it's going to be a pretty good turnout. I know Margie's been working the phones pretty good, getting people committed to going. We're going to have, some of our radio show partners and then some other companies that aren't associated with our radio show that just are in the process of hiring, maybe some of the hospitality industry as well. And, these are small businesses. These are companies that are a backbone of the United States and Florida, our economy here in Tampa Bay. So it's hardworking people looking for, fits for the career and looking for people that can come in and add value to their companies.
Well, I'm going to be there, too, and I'm going to be giving out free stuff from the radio show, so you'll be able to meet me there, and I'm always happy to meet the listeners. And, again, I'm going to tell you where this is going to be. It's the Largo Event Center, 6340 126th Avenue. Now, that's on the west side of U.S. 19, the west side, and it's in between Roosevelt and Almerton. About halfway in between right there. So that's where it's going to be. And, of course, it's from 6 to 8 p.m. They are going to have food there. They are going to have a DJ. There will be music. Also, the 30. Is it going to be 30 or do you have more? Did you tell me you had a few more?
I think it's going to be right at that number. Yeah, it's going to be right at that number. We're going to have a pretty good turnout. It's sponsored by our marketing company. I believe there's going to be a catered food, marketing pros, massive marketing pros. The Consumer Quarterback Show, of course, is sponsoring that as well. And, it's going to be a great time. Come on out. And we'll be there right at 6 o'clock looking forward to meeting people.
Yeah, I'll be there, and I'll be easy to spot.
Yeah.
We'll have the table. We'll have the banner. We'll have all that stuff going there, and that's a good thing. And I look forward to just meeting the people. That's what I do wherever I go, and talking to them. They always like to talk, and that's good. We like to listen.
Yeah, absolutely. Kind of get the pulse, find the pulse of what's going on out there, meeting folks. I love listening, or meeting our listeners and folks that are watching our show and following us, and being involved in this constitutional republic that we call the United States.
Yes, and that's what it's all about. Small business makes the world go around, and there are people that are looking for jobs. By the way, I had a person yesterday come up to me and said, Captain, if you know anybody at all that's looking for work, we've got work. I mean, the fast food places are all looking, all of them. Doesn't matter who they are. And by the way, school bus drivers when I quit driving a school bus years ago, I was getting paid $12.50 an hour. I happen to know there's a couple of schools that are willing to pay $25 an hour to get a bus driver.
Wow. Yeah. It's, you know, the challenges that are there for the working class, and, you know, of course, the politicians made some really bad decisions earlier in the year that are still trickling down, and, you know, people are being paid to stay at home in many cases, so it's a challenging situation for small business owners, and I think it was all by design.
All right. Well, again, I'm going to say this one more time, then I'm going to let you go, and I'm going to let you give your website. Tonight, 6 to 8 p.m., Largo Event Center, 6340 126 Avenue in Largo. It'll be the Tampa Bay's best career fair with over 30 businesses looking to hire as soon as possible. Stop by. Come on in. Enjoy the food. Enjoy the camaraderie. Learn something that you might not have known. I'll be there, too. Looking forward to meeting you. And, Brandon, give us the website and the phone number.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Brandon Rhymes, the Consumer Quarterback Radio Show, and it's consumerqb.com, consumerqb, like quarterback.com, and you can reach us on the hotline as well, 813-750-0550. Just call or text the hotline. It's an off-air number, 813-750-0550. And I thank you, Captain.
I thank you, and I'll see you tonight.
All righty, buddy. Look forward to it.
All right, take care. That's Brandon Rhymes, everybody. Consumer Quarterback Show. And by the way, don't forget ConsumerQB.com. If you've got questions around the country about some problems you're having, he can steer you in the right direction. A lot of people have called him from outside his listening area on the station that he's heard on here in the Tampa Bay area, my flagship station. They call him from around the country and ask him for assistance, and he'll give it. He'll give you, the opportunity to be heard somewhere by somebody, which is better than just saying, oh, no, I don't know what to do. He's a good guy, so get that done, and I'll see you tonight. Speaking of tonight, again, thank you yesterday to everybody that participated in my birthday. Gee whiz. I got a surprise last night, had a surprise at lunchtime. Appreciate it. We'll see you tonight over there, Largo Event Center, 6 to 8 p.m.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.